you know of.
It's just within the system.
We're going to get our meeting started at 7 o'clock. We're going to start with attendance. Our attendance question for tonight is, what is your favorite summertime outfit?
Or Sean's?
Sorry,
Brandon.
Just general lake activities.
Getting to go to work.
Going to a rave.
Soccer on side.
Camping and boating.
Vacationing.
Mm-hmm. Fishing.
Camping and hiking, as long as it's not too heavy.
I'd like to sleep building for a nice and long room.
Sleeping.
Running on some nice open green fields.
I have to second Emmett. I'm going for long runs.
Grilling.
Nice barbecue.
Ever since I was 4, we have a week during the summer on my mom's side of the family called Graham and Graham Camp, where my grandparents take all the cousins for a week and just we do like spontaneous activities that my grandparents plan for all of us, and it's always really fun to spend time with all of them. I'd have to say, raining, dancing in the rain, and if it's not raining, the water's
really nice. Looking forward to a time when I'm less sweaty.
So true.
Reading ahead for the next semester.
You've seen me in here before. My name's Leah Soule. I'm the co-president of the Women's Awareness Center. I also am serving on the President's Task Force for Sexual Misconduct. I think that's our formal name. So I wanted to come in tonight to briefly speak to you all about something that I've definitely been reflecting on and have been thinking about, also kind of in the sphere of the Women's Awareness Center, talking to our group about that, as well as talking with Jamie, the director of the Diversity Center, and something that we're looking to move on, which is a recommendation that the college create a position for a Title IX coordinator. If you don't know, a Title IX coordinator is basically in charge of an institution of ensuring that the institution, the college or university, is following Title IX. They also can do prevention and training. It's a lot of work to make sure that is being, you know, applied in the right way. And we just think that in kind of realizing how much work it's been as part of the task force to kind of just look at, you know, a small number of changes that we'd like to see made, that this is a really, it's a huge task, and it's not fair to lump it on somebody's shoulders who already has another full-time job. Next year, I think, I understand the plan is that the new director of human resources would also serve as the Title IX coordinator. Those are two full-time jobs. So the Women's Awareness Center is going to be We are in the final process of crafting a letter to the president to urge her to create or to move towards creating a single position for that Title IX coordinator. And I spoke with Delaney, or Senator Sweet, sorry, I don't know however you do that, earlier today. And I know that she's been working with a group from Senate to kind of investigate what you all can be doing, and was actually planning on bringing this recommendation forward. The same thing. So we're going to be finishing up this letter and releasing it for other student organizations to sign on to, and would hope that Student Senate would consider endorsing the letter as well. So just wanted to give you a heads up. We'll have Delaney and I are going to meet later this week just to kind of go over a couple of the details and what that letter says exactly, and then she, I think, plans on bringing it to the floor next week for you all to vote on. So just wanted to give you all a heads up there, and that's about all I have for you.
Would you be open to any questions if anybody has?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody have any questions for Leah? Questions?
All right. I'm always available by email as well if you have questions. So, great. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Anybody else from the community? Any comment? Move on to finance process. And we're starting tonight with our omnibus bill.
Yeah, so as our member, we have the omnibus bill here.
Yeah.
It includes all the budgets that weren't pulled and are at the block and are over $5,000. So they're up on the screen, you can say now. So it's just they're going to allocate, make recommendations, allocations. Just a quick reminder is the amount of money. So we have $305,000 roughly requested, and the recommended $245,630. Yeah, so we have in our budget, all that we have is like $9,000. So right now we're $5,500, and we kind of want that for security, like safety protection, and for media. So just again, the omnibus is going to be basically all these organizations are going to be voted on all at once. So that's one giant organization coming in, basically. So do you have any discussion on the omnibus bill? Discussion?
Can I just ask the financial? All these budgets are good. It's all been looked through and approved by you guys. All right. So now you'll vote.
Any further discussion? Co-President Panza?
So you said about $55,000 would be left over for mid-years. Does that include the rollover from this year's cycle? So like this year, that looked about $85,000 or so? Do you know what that started out with this year?
It started out this year probably $100,000.
Okay. Yeah, just over $100,000.
And
yeah.
Where is that now?
88. And that is factored into that
$300,000 that we have total?
Yeah.
Okay. So about $12,000 is spent in mid-years this year or so? Is that about right?
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Any further discussion on the omnibus bill? Senator Gladish?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that this was, yeah, so the Finance Committee has looked through all these, and these are all the budgets that neither any senators nor their organizations had any issue with. So I urge everyone to vote in favor of this.
Any further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, move to a vote on whether or not to approve of the omnibus bill as recommended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Budget passes. So we'll move on to our block budgets. That's all we have tonight. We have five blocks coming in, and we're starting with PLC.
Yep, so we'll start with PLC. They requested $30,000. We recommended $28,000. All the block budgets that we had, we recommended less than they were requested just because we had enough money to fully fund everything. Did
bylaw that no budget, no block budget can be over 40% of the total block allocation. So looking at that, we set aside a total of $88,000 for block this year. So none of these budgets have more than 40% of that. For a block budget to have more than 40%, we have to waive the bylaw. So keep that in mind. I'm using this meeting to the org to step through.
Does the org have anything to say about the budget or what you do as an organization?
Yeah. So good evening, everyone. I'm Habiba. I'm the DLC treasurer. So DLC is an organization that helps foster diversity on campus and inclusion of all students regardless of their race, ethnicity, sexuality, and sexual orientation, religion, among other things. So we're an organization that has 22 other organizations underneath it, so we fund events. And then we have yearly events such as D-Ball, D-Week, and Paradigm. Also, we fund events such as the Deep Spring Break Travel every year. From what I've seen, it's been a pardon for the past 2 years. We fund African Nights, and then we fund the MBLGTAC conference. So that's the LGBT conference. This year we've added three more organizations to DLC. So we have MSA, that's Muslim Student Association, Diverse, and Gakia. Next year, we plan on inviting a hypnotist to Gustavus, and it will be open to all campus. I know that we have the hypnotists come every year, but just for first years. And this hypnotist that we want to invite will be talking more on the social issues, so like social stereotypes and everything, and to be open to the whole campus. So, yeah, we hope that we can receive 30,000 because we have so many things going on. And then also, a senator requested for the DLC budget for the past, like this current year, and I sent it in. I don't know if you'd like to pull that up so everyone can see it. And it's just a breakdown of things that happen almost every time. So, and everything summed up to be about $30,000.
Do we have any questions for DLC before we end our discussion? Questions? Seeing none, we'll open the floor for the session. Any discussion? Senator Dix?
Yeah, so I guess I was the senator that requested a budget breakdown for the past year, and it looked very good. Just a very clear way that they spent their money. All of it seemed well spent. I think this is a good budget to pass. It's very close to what they had in the previous year.
Senator Gladys? Oh.
Yeah, I think Spenson was in first. She raised her hand.
Oh, this is actually a question for finance, but just with the budget, is it just lump sum that they're getting, and then they can break it up as they wish for this, because like just off of like the cost and what they're there's nothing that, like a recommended what you're recommending for each one. Okay, for sure. Just want to check.
Yeah, I think looking back on what they were funded last year, I don't know, and what we decided to recommend this year, I think we've been very fair to this organization as well as the other block budgets, and I recommend we pass it as it is. I yield.
Senator Stolt?
May I ask the finance chair and the rest of the finance committee how much they were allotted last year?
28,000.
Okay, so same amount. I yield.
Speaker Sweet.
I would just be wary as we go throughout this planning process to base budgets off of previous budgets that they got last year, just because we have a different contingency, it's different, just it's a new year. So I would have that weigh too heavily on your decision when it comes to budgets tonight. But I think that this budget looks good. The recommended is nearly what they asked for, so I think that it should pass.
Any further discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we move on to a vote on the budget as recommended by the finance committee. $28,000. And actually, I apologize. Any budget over $5,000 is a roll call vote. And I'll probably say last one unanimous decision. But Administrator Director, could you administer that?
Signature is
Director Sweet.
$187 times probably 40 or 50 at least students different. We keep graduating bigger classes and we keep having smaller classes come, so overall.
Here, this budget is a unique block budget in that not all of the money in their budget is block. They have $18,000 for we recommended that they get $12,000 for block, and then for the pledge to cost people which is not part of the block would be $3,500, and then for the ALFB conference they get the full amount there. Yeah, so the $3,500 and $12,518 are not included in the block budget amount. That $12,518 does make a bylaw of $11,000. So we have to vote on that to break that. Yes, not really about what they do and the budget, if they want anything changed and how their recommendations are.
So my name is Sean Connell. I'm the co-president alongside Kate Zitzman for IGS.
I'm Jake Anderson. I'm the educational chair for IGS. I would be planning the FLB conference.
And then my name is Tessa Summer, and I'm the finance chair.
And I'm Scott Brody, the all-Greek advisor.
So a little bit about what IGS is we are the governing body for our Greeks on campus. We provide a lot of opportunities to our members through leadership, service, philanthropy, giving them special events, kind of setting up special events and going to events such as like the ALFV conference where we get to meet different Greeks from around the country. And kind of learn how their system works and maybe even apply it to ours to make our community, our system as well as our community better. We also put on different events, larger events, such as like our DUI speaker that we had, which I can let Jake talk about a little bit more as well, and as well as collaborating with other chapters in our Greek system to put on events such like Take Back the Night, which was also a huge success as well. So I'll let Jake, you want to talk about a little bit about what
the speakers and stuff?
Yeah, speakers, things like that.
Yeah, so during my control, we've obviously done Take Back the Night and Mark Sterner. Both have been hugely successful, and from my reports and responses from other Greeks, they said they've learned a lot and were able to connect really closely with those speakers. So ideally, we'd like to continue that on next semester and further. We're already obviously planning to bring James Robilota, who a lot of members met at AFLB and said that they connected well with them and think he would be a good fit to speak here at Gustavus. We want us to bring him.
Perfect. And then part of my job as the finance chair is I have the chapters come to me, and then I am able to allocate out money based on what the IGS board votes on. And so we allocated money to the majority of our chapters this year, and that totaled $10,096.41 out of the $14,500 allocated initially for block money. So just a little critique on what our spring budget is. Ever since submitting that, we were able to find a co-sponsor in the campus activities office and lower our pledge kickoff to $3,000. So that's
that you would only need 3,000
Yeah.
Cool. So before I open for discussion, do you have any questions for IGS or finance team, finance director?
Yeah, can you just speak a little bit more about the conference, like who all attends the conference and whatnot?
Yeah, so I attended, so I'm more than happy to talk about that. We had chapter leaders from every chapter. They sent a few representatives. Most of them sent sophomores. Therefore, everything they learned at the conference, they could bring back for multiple years. But after sending the representatives, we all drive down there. It's two and a half-ish days worth of presentations on leadership skills, how to run your chapters more smoothly, how to feel inclusive, how to motivate the bottom tier members of your chapter to keep everyone involved and active. And then we come back, we bring back all that knowledge to our chapters, and for my case, I brought to IGS, and we use it to implement in how we run our bodies.
Okay.
And historically, we've done AFLV on an every other year basis. However, this last time around went really, really well. We got really universally positive feedback from all the students who attended. In addition, we co-travel with Mankato's Greek system, just to Kakasan busing, and they actually have a system where they've gone every year and they bring some folks who have gone before to mentor the students who are new to the conference. So that's a couple reasons why it went really well, and we wanted to basically set something up where we can have students who've been there before, because it's definitely a different kind of environment, lots of stuff going on, and so we wanted to make sure that we always had students or experience to be able to help support. So
yeah, perhaps you can
shed some light on this. For me, you requested $18,000 for your block budget, yet this year I've only spent about $10,000. Why did you feel the desire to request that larger sum?
So I based the number just off of what we asked for the previous year, and the previous year we were allocated $14,500 out of $18,000 recommended. Currently, we have spent only $10,000, but the remaining $4,400 can be used up. So, with plans of cleaning that out. So,
one bit of context that was a little basically last year in this process, our AFLV request got dropped pretty significantly, but then that amount was actually added onto our block. So we had a meeting with Alex, and we've been working on just clarifying to make sure that that block money can indeed be used. So yeah, ultimately that's what we've allocated out to chapters so far. But essentially that money, now that we've kind of confirmed that it could apply to AFLV expenses. So in essence, we have used all of our currently allocated.
So you end up spending some of last year's block budget for expenses for the AFLV conference?
Yep, so the ALFE conference was the exact same amount last year, and then we were allocated about $8,000, and so that $4,000 amount is still, was then moved into our block.
Is represented.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It was moved to add some flexibility for a couple of reasons.
Yeah, and the AFLV was, it's during touring break too, so we just wanted to make sure that we could fill all the spots just to be able to, yeah, have flexibility in case we couldn't. But yeah, we got a lot of response, so we were able to fill the bus.
Sorry if I missed this. How many students would be able to attend the conference for that $12,500?
24.
Yeah,
so given that this year the ALFFB conference, well, the recommended budget is in full, why still the need to ask for 18,000? Like, what kind of flexibility is that in this case?
Just because we have, after allocating the money to AFLV, we will clean out the budgeted amount, and so that's just flexibility for events next year that could potentially exceed that amount.
Any further questions? The questions? Seeing none, I'll open the floor for discussion. Any discussion on the budget? Discussion? Was it expensive?
Just a note, we're doing a roll call vote anyways because the total sum of everything is over. excuse me. But just other notes are that it does break a few more bylaws, so having the roll call vote is in place anyways, but just as a note, there are a few things where it would be breaking it. So, yep, I yield. Oh, yeah, sorry. Student Senate may allocate money for convention registration fees, ticket events, travel and lodging expenses up to $1,100 for a given budget year. Just any allocations over 5,000, but that one is due to it. And I think that was the only one actually that it was breaking. Sorry, I misspoke because the 5,000 one was we're doing a roll call vote on, anyways.
Senator Gledge?
I move to change line 42D from 3,500 to 3,000.
Send those to your suite. Open the floor to discussion on the amendment. Send those so far.
Yeah, just because it was made clear that another school group had provided some extra funding, and so it does not need to come out of the Senate coffers. I yield.
Vice President Schmitz.
Yeah, so I think the proper way to do this would be to move everything to the ECOM, and then so the recognition there maintained for historical purposes. You know, so otherwise, now it looks like the finance to get printed.
So,
is it
3,500?
$3,000. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Amendment passes. We'll go back to original discussion on the budget. Sorry, glad you saw the floor.
I yield.
Controller Johnson.
I yield.
Any further discussion on the budget? Senator Dix.
I'd like to highlight some worries about groups underneath the block budget also requesting funding outside of their block budget. Yeah, basically with other groups having come to us for funding for their own activities when they already receive funding through the block budget system here, and that causing some issues. And so I was wondering, Finance Chair Schmitz, if this would solve that problem in the future, or if next year, with this budget being passed, that same problem is likely to come up.
The problem shouldn't occur again because what was passed now on the bus should take care of that. So it shouldn't be a problem in the future.
Can we just clarify that? Okay. With our groups, we did run into that issue, specifically with SAE, but that's something that we will be clarifying at the beginning of the year, that it should not happen, that as long as we have block money to allocate to chapters, they must come to us first, and then it's our responsibility to come to you and ask for mid-year allocations if that money does run out.
Very good. Thank you. Good.
Any further discussion on the budget? Discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, move to a vote on budget as a whole. As recommended and amended now, so it would have $12,000 for block money, $3,000 for the kick-off speaker, and then the $12,518.46 for the conference. And again, this will be a two-thirds vote, or we'll need two-thirds for the pass, it'll be a roll call.
Senator Street.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Radich.
Aye.
Zilla.
Aye.
Haven.
Aye.
Shah.
Aye.
Abdul.
Aye.
Martinez.
Aye.
Liberty.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Andes.
Aye.
Stolt.
Aye.
Edelman.
Aye.
Muganga.
Aye.
Beeks.
Aye.
Edner.
Aye.
We have a bunch of passes. Thank you very much for coming.
All right, so next we have the black budget.
So did they provide any documentation regarding that increase in costs on the Baucus convention in the previous year?
They did, and that's why we took that. That's why it's a huge difference in the cost of the
government.
That's one of the things that they did. Anything to show why the cost.
Thank you. Good.
Further discussion? Discussion?
Is the stuff in green just a list of events they do?
Yeah, it's just like a general breakdown, and then we just use that to kind of figure out what we're going to just give them a big chunk as. So, yeah. So those give them 25. That's kind of basic bit.
So,
do you know how much they roll over? Like, how much they roll over from last year into this year? Or, like, do they have history of how much they actually spend versus.
All on spend.
Yeah.
I don't have a hard number, but I'm guessing they've used almost all of it.
I know, I think for this year, because they received funding from us as well as another department on campus, they used like close to, if not all, of both for the program. So they do tend to spend fairly close to what we do.
Move on to a vote on today's budget as recommended by the Finance Committee, and we'll move roll call.
Senator Street.
Aye.
Lincoln. Rose. Henderson.
Aye.
Radich.
Aye.
Sela.
Aye.
Haven.
Aye.
Shah.
Aye.
Abui.
Aye.
Martinez.
Aye.
Henry.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Matis.
Aye.
Stoll.
Aye.
Edelman.
Aye.
Muganga.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Jagger.
Aye.
And motion passes. We'll move
Casey Decker, member of SAVE, and I don't know if you haven't heard of SAVE, but it's Student Athlete Volunteer Educators. And what we do mostly is help student athletes, first years mostly, with just getting acclimated to being a student athlete and also helping with healthy lifestyle choices. But not only do we help student athletes, but I'd say we help students in general. Like you said, SNL is a big part of our budget, and it's, I don't know, he has the numbers that, the people that go to SNL, the numbers are just very high throughout the year. This year, our SNL that we did for SAVE, it was a Thrivent one, so Thrivent donated some money, they donated some shirts, and then we made blankets at the SNL and then donated the blankets, so everything we're doing for other people. Our new program that we started this year, I don't know if you've heard of it, Gussie's on the Go. It's a new bike program that we started. We're really excited about that. And that's something for all students on campus. You can rent bikes at the Red Desk in the Lund Center. So, otherwise, we do stuff with first years, life of a Gussie athlete, just all these little things to help them just feel more comfortable being a student athlete here at Gustavus.
Do you have any questions for SAVE or Parents Center? Any questions? Questions? You know, before the session? Any discussion on budget? Ms. Owens-Henson?
I was just gonna, you know, I'll let Senator speak. Never mind, I yelled.
Yeah, so this group always stays extremely close to the same amount every year. They do very popular things like SNL, and so generally doesn't change much from year to year. And we allocated everything they requested. Everything was backed up. It was all good to go. So I recommend we pass this in full. I yield.
Senator David.
I like this budget the way it is. I think it's great, and it funds what they want to do, and I think they're a great organization, so I think it's really great that we're supporting them. So, yeah.
This may have been answered, so I apologize if it has. The Gusties on the Go Bike program, was that just lumped into their block budget, or was there a reason why that wasn't funded?
Yeah, so it's so the block budget, like, we don't fund the line items specifically.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing in that line, nothing in column B has anyone aside from blocks. It's just there for breakdown.
I'm so dumb.
Any further discussion on the budget? Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to a roll call vote. Once you know, we talk a little bit, feel about what they do, and
I'm Junior, co-chair of Senior Week with...
I'm Christina, I'm also a junior, and I'm a co-chair with LED.
And I'm Scott Brody, Senior Week Advisor.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having us. So, we're here to talk a little bit about Senior Week. We have a feeling most people in the room know what it is, but probably not everyone. So, Senior Week is essentially just a week of activities that we and a committee of eight other Gustavus students organize and implement. So there's, we rent out Nickelodeon Universe, we do a Saints game or a Twins game, passing around packets that have this year's events and stuff in it. We have a President's Banquet, event-wise.
Yeah, we compare it to Orientation Week, but instead of orientation, it's like a closing week. It's the last week that you get to spend with your fellow class, and it's just really to unify your time at Gustavus.
And we've done a lot as far as engagement, trying to find funds elsewhere as well. We've really engaged with the young alums, and they donated a decent amount of money for us. They also donated T-shirts so that the entire senior class that registers for Senior Week can have for free. So if you register for a white wristband, you get a T-shirt as long as you register. So that's been something that's great. And we really want to focus on keeping it affordable for all students just because the cost of a three-crown wristband is $60, and we don't have any numbers yet for next year, but just with the decrease in class size, that price could go up, which could make it not as affordable for some of the students.
Yeah, and one thing that we changed this year is we moved registration up so that students can charge the amount to their student account, which allows them to use the payment plan through Gustavus to help pay off their student. Do you guys have any questions
yet? Yeah, anything you'd like to go in detail more on?
Are you good? Open for further questions, though, from Denver?
Yeah, so can you describe a little more? Kudos to you for looking for multiple funding sources. That's awesome. I'm just curious, maybe like how, like rough proportion of which you wish it to be covered by student activity fees versus the wristbands and the young alumni and it's the rest of it. Like, would it be like half covered by student senate funding, a third, any guests there, maybe along the lines of, maybe, how about this year? Do you have any idea?
Oh gosh. Hold
yeah.
on. It's getting my memory banks. Off the top of my head, I would assume it's about 40%, 40% for wristband sales in senate. And then probably, the remaining 20% from the alumni office and Gus Young alumni. That's
right.
Really rough.
Awesome.
But somewhere in that ballpark.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Should be further questions for our finance director or senior Senator Dix?
It's another question for Mr. Brody. Do you have a rough percentage of seniors that purchased the wristband and choose to participate in this event?
Yeah, in past years, so for the top level wristbands, we have 375 available to students, which represents slightly over half the senior class in and of itself. And then we have the middle option.
Well over.
Well over. The middle option, which is usually somewhere between 25 and 75 students, and then the white wristband is usually slightly over 100 students. So most, and that's free. So
most of the senior class.
Yeah.
Any further questions for you? Questions? Seeing none. Open the floor for discussion. Any discussion? Seriously.
I have a question now, but it leads to what I was going to say. So okay. Which of these events are open to the whole senior class?
Yes, that would be the dive, the tailgating, and the celebration of light.
And then also the President's Banquet, you can ask for scholarships to attend, otherwise people who didn't pay for the white, if they got the free one, they have to pay out of pocket for the President's Banquet. But like I said, there's financing options for scholarships.
Perfect.
Probably the alumni's event, too.
That's the tailgating.
Sorry. Yeah,
oh,
to clarify.
Oh.
Yeah,
he has
they're co-sponsoring that. Yeah, we.
Yep.
Okay,
so I'm not sure I want to make a motion right now, but I would consider, or I would urge senators to consider funding the ones that are open for all students to go to the fund, or all seniors to go to, just because that's what we do. We fund open events for students to go to, and I know like. Among my constituents, the class of 2016, that they're very excited for Senior Week. So, just speaking on behalf of my constituency, the ones that are open for all students to go to, I believe we should fund. Yes.
So, speaking to funding specific events, aren't funding specific line item events because it is a block budget. We give them a lump sum, and then they. Differentiate how to use that. We can give maybe a suggestion on how it would go, but.
Yes, this is the same question I asked last time. I yield my time.
Yeah, so we thought it was, even though the classes are getting smaller, we thought that, you know, it's important for groups to be flexible as classes get, you know, just like Senate will be, as classes get smaller or larger as time goes on. I think that's just natural. I don't think we should. I don't think we should allocate extra just because of projected class sizes. I yield.
But I have a question too. What do administrative fees refer to on there? I'm just curious. I know it doesn't.
I believe that is referring to the Gustavus ticket system.
Yes. Is that $1,000?
$2,400.
Yeah, that's for the Gustavus tickets for. Credit cards to use the website so students can sign up online in the comfort of their dorm room or like wherever they choose to sign up.
Awesome, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that includes like printing the wristbands, I think advertising some stuff.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I'm just making sure that would not include like stipends of any sort.
No.
So my original question has already been answered, but just maybe how much would it be for all of the free events for students be if we funded all of them? Not to like designate money to specific events, but like if we were just like that was the overall block budget, was enough to fund those at least if they chose to do that?
Dive dance, which probably doesn't have any costs associated with it. And then the celebration light, which I don't think has any cost.
So it'd be roughly $2,650.
Okay, I yield.
Senator Magana.
So for the t-shirts, are they the same t-shirts that were funded by the young alumni, or these are different?
Yes. The young alumni funds the t-shirts.
Oh.
So again, it's a block, so yeah. I mean, that's. We just put every expense Senior Week incurs on that,
so
just to outlay it. But the Senate money, the specific alumni money is set for the t-shirts.
So apart from the t-shirts, is there anything else that has been already funded for this on the list?
Actually, the tailgating, now that you mention it. So the alumni office, that $5,000, they're specific, the like title sponsor funders for the tailgating and the shirts.
Every year?
This is the first year that's been the case, but basically we've been looking to continue to evolve the relationship with the alumni office because we think that's definitely a natural fit.
Yeah.
The Senior Week is kind of a transition from students to alumni, so we'll continue to look for opportunities to expand that relationship.
Co-President Panzer gave me a really great idea. I'd like to strongly urge you to go ahead and fund stipends for all the student affairs staff who have to work the events.
Now that's an advisor.
Speaker Sweet.
Just for like a point of reference, so the organization said that they need about 40% from Student Senate, and this reflects about 40%. Just so you know.
Any further discussion on budget? Discussion, seeing none. Move on to a roll call vote.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
We have those extra booklets around. Feel free to keep them, but we'll take them too.
Thank you.
Do
you feel like everybody but the recent senators should have not voted? Since you all have a senior.
Yeah, you got it. Thank y'all.
Okay, so that concludes our finance portion of the committee. Correct? It does. We'll move on to committee updates.
Let's start with
ethics. Just a quick update from ethics is that the constitutional amendment that took the vote on that took place last Monday passed. So, updated on that, so that will be a change in our governing documents. If anyone has any questions about that, let me know.
Questions for ethics, Sharon? Questions? See, now we'll move on to admin directors.
So, it's that time of the year we have to do faculty reports again, but expect an email from me tonight. So, faculty reports will be due 2 Mondays from today. So, I encourage you to go see any faculty member or staff member and talk to them. And give them back to me in your coming next 2 weeks.
Any questions for our administrative director? Questions? See none. Do we have any further committee updates?
I have a question for the director. Does the cabinet also fill faculty reports, or is it just senators' thing? Why doesn't faculty do it? I mean, why doesn't cabinet do it? It's like unfair.
I would guess the same reason that we don't do office hours. It's not in the constitutional bylaws. It's for senators to do it. And you're representing students. We are not. We were appointed by last year's Senate and selected by 2 co-presidents. We don't represent anybody specifically.
You two do.
That's just my guess.
I'm not saying that.
Any other committee updates?
I'm assuming that you wouldn't object if one of the cabinet members decided to gather some feedback and take that on their own to do. I'm assuming that wouldn't be
frowned upon.
Let's hear it.
It's a great point. Thank you. Any further committee updates? Move on to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business? Unfinished business. And none. Do we have any new business? Take your sweet.
Okay. So you heard Leah Soul come in for community comment, kind of where that conversation that we've been having with her stemmed from is after Senate decided to not endorse their listed demands, Leah sent us an email and was like basically saying Senate needs to do something, just kind of calling upon us as kind of the representation of the student body to make a statement towards, you know, the negative impacts of like sexual misconduct on campus, and what would be the best avenue for Gustavus to go and to alleviate some of those concerns on campus. And so I met with Leah last week, just kind of talking to her, and we had kind of like an ad hoc committee in Senate or in Cabinet, just kind of whoever was interested in doing it. And so we met and we kind of made a list of ideas, and I brought those ideas to Leah. And that's when she approached me about writing a letter to President Bergman about creating a Title IX position. And I have done very minimal research into it, but Leah is very well-versed on it and has done her research, so I very much like trust her in like crafting this letter that will be sent out to you all on Wednesday, so you'll have time to talk to your constituents about it before we bring it to the floor next Monday to actually vote on it. And so basically, like Leah said, it's a full-time job for someone, and I think that a lot of the concerns that the student body has right now, I agree with her that I think a lot of those concerns can be alleviated if we have one person whose whole job is to kind of focus on sexual misconduct on campus, Title IX, and really kind of hit the ground running with those kinds of things. So I'm going to send out the letter this week. You can, you'll have time to review it, talk to your constituents, and they'll vote on it on Monday. So I just wanted to introduce you to what is happening and keep you in the loop as a body before we move forward to vote.
Any questions on that? Questions?
So I think that this would potentially be kind of groundbreaking ground, whatever I'm trying to say, for all of you. I can't think, at least in the past 5 years and then the whatever 4 years before that I advised Senate previously, I can't think of a time where the Senate has proposed advocating for an added position. And so one of the things that just off the top of my head, like you may want to think about whether or not you want to think about the complexities of what it means to advocate for a position, and the benefits and the challenges of taking that perspective within the greater realities of camp college budget. And or maybe you decide, nope, this is a I don't know, values or moral or a political or a whatever decision, and so we don't really care to be in the middle of the down and dirty college finance kinds of things. But I think that you might want to just, because this is so great that Delaney has given you time to think about this. Like, I just think that's a piece that you might want to think about as you not only consider the question of a position, but also kind of whether or not you want to think about the bigger complexities or not.
Any more questions? Questions?
Okay. One of the members of cabinet wanted me to bring to our attention. It's national or international. Holocaust Remembrance Day this Wednesday, and so I want to have a motion for a moment of silence, but I want to read like a little blurb about it first, or some information. It commemorates the genocide that resulted in the deaths of an estimated 6 million Jewish people, 2 million remaining people, 250,000 mentally and physically disabled people, and 9,000 homosexual men by the Nazi regime and its collaborators. It was designated by the United Nations General Assembly, Resolution 67 on the 1st of November 2005 during the 42nd plenary session. The resolution came after a special session was held earlier that year on January 24th, 2005, during which the United Nations General Assembly marked the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi concentration camps and the end of the Holocaust. And so just, I wanted to take a moment to have a moment of silence. I move to have a moment of silence.
Discussion.
This is the third time this year we have called for a moment of silence, and we've never discussed it because I do believe that it is important to remember and reflect. But at the same time, every time it's brought up, I have a deep inner conflict because if you look in court records, people have carried out lawsuits over moments of silences, and our Supreme Court has ruled that a moment of silence is essentially asking for a moment of prayer, which is not necessarily always fitting or appropriate in a school or government-like setting. Granted, we are Lutheran-affiliated, so I've never really known how to feel about that right here, if that's anything anyone would like to comment on or think about themselves.
Discussion. See if I'm going to move on to a vote. All those in favor of voting a minute of silence, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
Motion passes. Please join us, everybody, in a moment of silence.
Sunday, May 8th at 7 p.m. is Night of Distinction, and so if you have received an invitation, please RSVP. There's a lot of students who haven't, and so we put a lot of time planning it. Also next Tuesday, May 10th at 6 p.m. in Christ Chapel, Leah Delario, who plays Big Blue and Orange is the New Black, will be speaking. So I highly encourage you to go to that. There are over 20 organizations, offices, and departments co-sponsoring the event. So it's a really big deal for a college to be able to welcome a speaker like her.
Senator Gledge.
I wanted to thank everyone for having a smooth night in our first finance spring budget finance night, and I hope every other night goes as smooth and as civilly as tonight.
Thanks, Director Miller.
Sunday is Mother's Day, so be sure to show appreciation for your mothers or the loving figures in your life.
How much was
I'm really sorry. It looks like everyone is overheating in the sauna that we have today. But just a note, make sure that when organizations come in, you look attentive because they are coming in asking for money, and it can be a very challenging thing for people to do, and it can be very uncomfortable to be standing in front of a group of their peers. So make sure that you're giving them mental attention and trying to make sure that there is some discussion on each budget, just because it's good to talk about why we're approving it and have that dialogue. So, with that, I yield.
Tomorrow from 3 to 4 o'clock on the mall is Bystander Intervention Ice Cream Social. So come and get some ice cream and reflect on what it means to be a positive bystander and citizen.
Where?
Oh, on the mall. Where the ice cream is.
Tomorrow is the final Bards in the ARB put on by the English department.
That doesn't rhyme.
Sorry?
I just want you to know that doesn't rhyme.
Whatever. It's a slam rhyme. Anyway, so I cannot pronounce her name for the life of me, but she is a Exchange alumni. She graduated in 2000. She just released a memoir. And so she will be reading some of her work. It'll be really cool.
Thank you, Kevin, for your work tonight. 2 years ago tonight, we would have been here for another 4 hours. So be thankful for the omnibus bill. It was a great invention last year, whatever's idea that was. Second, please send us an email still if you have not about joining us at barbecue. I would love to hang out with all of you in a non-formal setting. Against the 13th at 6:30. We really need to know who's all coming because we don't want to spend a bunch of money on food and then have like two or three people show up. Put it the other way around. So it's not on that. That's all I have.
There once was a dean named Van Hecke who on the Senate floor was quite pecky. She cut Delaney off with a smirk and a scoff for a rhyme scheme that was quite messy.
Yeah, that doesn't rhyme either.
No, it's the same. Another bad rhyme. Today there is an email about the diversity, equity, and inclusion community blueprint. I just wanted to share that again on the floor. Just encourage you all to go to those sessions. It came this afternoon at 4:30. May 4th, there are a few sessions, and then also on May 5th, it's a Wednesday and a Thursday, and it goes through the Cones and Responsibilities in the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Group, and then a design for the blueprint for that team, and then also discussions on possible solutions to becoming a community of inclusion is the phrasing they use in the email. So strongly encourage you all to go to that. It sounds very important. Thanks.
Controller Johnson.
Two things. So I think this week is a Scandinavian artist in residence, so it's going to be excited for me to see Sophia Enduk, or Sophia Yenduk, who is a Sami person who is basically a Sweden native culture. She's here speaking about, she's a pop singer, so she's going to do a concert, I think, on Thursday or Friday night in the ARB, as well as a discussion Wednesday. Thursday night is the concert. Wednesday night is discussion about environmentalism and being socially just in that aspect. So I encourage you to go to that. And then also, I believe CCI, or Creative, or Celebration of Creative Inquiry, where all of our fellow classmates are presenting their research and what they're passionate about on Friday afternoon. So I'd suggest supporting your fellow classmates. things and being interested in what they're so passionate about.
Ever secure cross it?
Actually,
no.
7 days.
Coming up this week and weekend, I think it will be one of the great moral decisions of our time. Event for the ages. We're all talking about Captain America Civil War, of course. Gotta say, figure out whose side you're on. I'm Team Cap. But it's coming up this Thursday. Don't miss time.
Speaking of creative inquiry, our very own diversity committee is presenting their implicit bias intervention program at Creative Inquiry. So that's a really cool corner. So check that out.
Again, I forgot if you have any special dietary needs and you'll be coming to join us yourself, please let us know that and you contact us. Thank you. Any further announcements?
We'll be serving duck.
Just kidding.